Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Today, our world values power. We desire to be the biggest, strongest, and toughest, whether that's the kid in the school playground, a corporation, or a nation. Often our worth is measured by our strength and our ability to use that strength to get what we want. But power isn't always bad. It can be used for good and for the benefit of many. But an inherent danger of power, especially among us human beings who are corrupted by sin, is to misuse the power for our own advantage and our own gain at the expense of others. But this kind of power, by threat or intimidation, has its shortcomings. There are many things that this type of authoritarian power cannot control, and in these situations, the persons or the nations wielding this power are left wondering where to turn. Such a story is recounted for us by the evangelist Matthew in his Gospel. In chapter 8, verses 5 through 13, we read, "When Jesus entered Capernaum, a centurion came forward to him, appealing to him, 'Lord, my servant is lying paralyzed at home, suffering terribly.' And he said to him, 'I will come with you and heal him.' But the centurion replied, 'Lord, I am not worthy to have you come under my roof, but only say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. And I can say to one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and still to my servant, do this, and he does it.' When Jesus heard this, he marveled, and he said to those who followed him, 'Truly I tell you, with no one in Israel have I found such faith. I tell you, many will come from east and west and recline at table with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, while the sons of the kingdom will be thrown out into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.' And to the centurion Jesus said, 'Go, let it be done for you as you have believed.' And the servant was healed at that very hour." In this account of the Roman centurion and Jesus, we are struck by the fact that there are two sources of authority which are colliding head on. First, there is the power of the Roman Empire. Here a mighty soldier who was in charge of a large number of Roman troops, perhaps the finest troops ever assembled, is introduced. He does not hide his power. He says to his soldiers, "Do this," and they do it. His word is not to be disobeyed. He represents the all-powerful Roman Empire, which has subjugated the Jewish people. In worldly terms, this guy is powerful. But this centurion, the very picture of worldly power, approaches Jesus for help. Jesus, who had only a handful of followers, no army, no weapons, no economic leverage, no government to back him up, no semblance of worldly power whatsoever. By worldly standards, Jesus was weak, insignificant, and barely worth taking notice of. But when the centurion's worldly power came to its limits, as worldly power always does, he knew that his only hope could be found in Jesus. You see, this centurion was smart enough to realize that his worldly power has no power over things that ultimately matter, like illness and death. Worldly Roman power might be able to take life, but it could never restore it. Its usefulness had its limits, and the centurion knew it. That is why he approached Jesus. He had heard Jesus preach. He had seen Jesus do miracles. He saw that Jesus had authority above and beyond even that possessed by the Roman legions. He believed that Jesus' power and authority were superior to his own. He knew Jesus had authority even over sin illness, and death, an authority far superior to any the world could offer. So in the midst of his struggles, he abandoned human power, and he utterly relies upon the power of Jesus' word, the word which did what it announced. You are healed, and healing happened. You are forgiven, and sins are blotted out. Rise, and life was restored to the lifeless. A strange power, yes, but power far greater than any this world could ever, ever conceive of. And Jesus' power is still at work among his church today through the proclamation of his word. Yes, the world may bluster and threaten, using its power to intimidate and coerce. But ultimately, that power can do nothing to conquer our illnesses, sins, or death. In the face of our ultimate enemies, worldly power is powerless. But Christ's words are still ringing true, as dynamic now as they were 2,000 years ago. Do not be fooled by the world's bravado. Its power is severely limited. Instead, listen to the words of Jesus Christ, into whose hands all authority in heaven and on earth have been placed. He is here for you. His words of forgiveness and life are for you. Let us pray. O God, the protector of all who trust in you, have mercy upon us, that with you as our ruler and our guide, we may so pass through the things temporal that we lose not the things eternal. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forevermore. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.